For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
attention. I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
The Punch Drunk Sports here from the All Things Comedy Studio. Wow, a fun big show, a lot of crazy stuff. So, you know, this might be Ari's last time in studio for a very long time.
Could be for a very long time, possibly till January.
So What's going to happen is Frank and I might be the only ones in studio. We're going to have to go split screen.
I feel like the odds of us being able to get that done is under 10%.
Hold on, why?
In the single digits.
Really?
Totally agree.
Well, we just figured out how to get Tebow on here. We can't take calls with him on.
The over-under on that is no.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather have you guys on than take calls.
Yeah, but how are we going to get split screen both of us on?
What do we?
So we can hear each other.
We're just going to have like 10 computers lined up.
Aaron, is this possible to go split screen?
Like a three-way call on Skype.
So we'll have to go like one person on phone, one person on Skype, and like alternate it or something.
Yeah.
Depending on whose belt we want to see.
What's that?
We can't get you both on video like TV. Right,
you know what we got to do?
What?
We got to go and go to office and find out how much that fucking costs.
Let's
and I will pay
let's
for
go to
it.
Office.
It's what is that?
It's one of those things where you can do a office.
Video conferencing.
Video conferencing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that. And if it costs money, guess who's going to pay for it? This guy right here.
Dude, just use our, like, T-shirt and Amazon and caveman money or whatever.
Yeah, I hit him up. I got to get caveman money. I'm going to Edmonton this week. Dates out the gates, guys.
Oh, yeah, dates out the gates.
We'll get into that 2 seconds. So I'm going to I'll look into GoTo meeting, and then we'll figure it out on a computer, and then you can both be there.
Right, right. That'd be great.
So did the odds just go up a little bit?
Well, I was actually reconsidering the odds of you actually paying for it once you find out the cost.
Dude, I will
pay for it.
I think
that's lower than us getting.
So what do you – I mean, unless it's like $300.
It's definitely going to be more than that.
You think GoToMeeting's going to be how much?
Yeah, for sure more than that. This is office building stuff.
You know what I'm going to do?
Have them look it up.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get a sponsor to sponsor the GoToMeetings, and this is brought to you by blah, blah, blah.
Let's get GoToMeetings sponsor us.
Yeah, I'll hit them up.
Have the fat
say we don't want any money. Just we'll say sponsor, but if you just supply us with the shit.
Oh, am I the fat man?
And weed.
No, you're not the fat man.
I just wanted to say that because we haven't said
it. The fat man is the fat man.
Oh, okay.
Sam, your hair in the Skype thing looks like – no, turn to the side again. Yeah, it looks like a neo-Nazi.
Really?
Yeah. On the side.
Really?
Yeah.
Neo-Nazi?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going
with? That's our new sponsor, the KKK.
Yeah.
We'll get into that.
We also build hospitals.
We got a lot to talk about. We got a very special guy calling, and I'm very excited a little later.
Who is it, Sam?
It's if you listen to Dan Patrick's show, Shay from Irving's going to call in, talk all Dallas Cowboys.
Nice.
He's got some great takes on it.
Okay, did you see the catch rule?
Can we go
Dates
in?
Dates out the gates.
Dates out the gates.
Let's start with Tebow.
Tebow.
I will be at an AA meeting at 5 o'clock today and then two more tomorrow.
Wait, what time zone is that? So the college can know.
That is Central Time.
5 o'clock Central Time. That's 6 p.m.
Yeah, that is 7 p.m. your time.
Hey, are there any stage time around you?
No, it's 3 p.m.
Well, Chicago. I can go into Chicago. Yeah.
Do you try at all? Or are you just...
Well, I've done a couple of gigs there, but it's low priority for me right now.
Okay. All right. Frank, you got anything?
Actually,
tonight, that's all the time we have for Frank, but...
No, then we'll go to you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going around the horn.
Okay.
Okay, Frank's got a roast battle tonight. Go on.
I'm judging.
No, I just got a set.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, the Comedy Store in the pre-show?
Yeah.
Who's on the battle tonight that you're judging?
Yeah, who is on the battle?
You got an undercard, then you have – the undercard is just two open micers. Tonight you got Connor McSpadden.
Connor McGregor going against who?
No, Connor McSpadden versus, I think, Keith Chariza.
Jardine.
Keith
Jardine. Some Connor McGregor versus Olderman. Keith Jardine tonight.
Connor McSpadden's 3-1 now.
By the way, that's an amazing name.
Connor McSpadden?
Like, yeah, it sounds like something from an SNL sketch, by the way.
I bet in high school they called him Connor McSpazzy.
Connor McFaggin.
Oh, maybe that.
There we
maybe
go.
That.
I like that one. That. I like
Connor
that a lot.
Ari
Shaffir, you got a lot of stuff going on. Please, let's hear all about it.
I have a bunch tonight.
Here goes the rest of this is the rest of the show right now. Ari's dates up.
I have my storyteller show tonight, which I believe is sold out, but there might be standing room tickets, and I've been getting cancellations left and right.
Really?
Here's who canceled in the last 3 days. Mark Maron, Duncan Trussell, Bobby Lee.
Freddie Lockhart. I just always include him on cancellation.
I called Argus to see if he can come in. He goes, maybe, if he can get done with his work fast enough. So you're in. I'm in. Diaz. I forget who else. But I'll be in Sacramento at the Punchline this weekend, my last weekend in Cali. Before, if you're coming, bring airtight cases. and before heading back to New York and then Australia and Thailand.
And how long are you in Thailand for?
Thailand for 9 days or maybe more.
And then you go back to New York for the summer?
How many sets are you doing in Thailand?
Maybe zero, maybe one or two.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to get one, but they'll be like low-level things.
Do you think it would even be worth it for me to go out there and do some time?
Thailand?
No. Yeah, Thailand. Or New York.
New York? My feeling with New York is you got to really be there for a few months. At least a month.
That's kind of the way it is with everywhere, you know?
Yeah, you can't just go and do three spots, but it's like you got to call everything in, then people have to discover you and be like, wow, you're really funny. Who are you? And then it's like, I'd love you to do my show. Can you do it in 6 weeks? And you're like, no.
You know? Yeah, well, dude, that's how it was. Like when I went and did a couple gigs in Chicago with Ren Azizi and a few other people, and I like went in, you meet all these other comics, and then you find out the kind of like underground scene. And then I'm like, oh, no, this is now a part-time job if I want to get – I'm like, fuck that. It defeats the whole purpose of me being at Mama Faggots.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
This week I'm in Edmonton. I'm very excited about that.
The comic strip. Are you staying in the mall or are you staying at the condo?
I don't know.
The condo's pretty nice. You got to take a cab every day.
Can you stay in the mall now?
I think so.
I would prefer to stay in the mall.
Why? It's so dead.
Wait, how big is the mall?
Mall's massive, bigger than Mall of America.
Because the mall, you're right there.
Really?
You can walk around and do something.
They have a shooting range. They have water slides.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Edmonton's phenomenal.
That's fucking nuts.
So Edmonton, I'm going to be there. Also,
you can walk around, but like, what are you, fucking 70? Walk around the mall.
This Friday.
Yeah, he is, actually.
The Naughty Show is at Harvell's. We got a great lineup. Paula Bell's not returning phone calls, which I'm about to go crazy on somebody. It's a great line. Brian Scalaro, Ryan Sickler, Paula Bell, George Perez, and Billy Bunnell. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great lineup. Two shows, 9:30, 11:30. Should be glorious. And then the second weekend in April, I am at the Laughing Skull, and I'm very excited about being there.
Nice. I went and did the Laughing Skull Festival just so I could get booked at the Laughing Skull. Crush the first round, crush the second round. Did okay, that Bobby Lee story wasn't worked out yet.
What do you mean, round? You entered
the
competition?
I didn't realize it was a competition when I tried out.
When was this?
3 years ago, maybe. Maybe four. But then at the end of the week, I told the guy, Marshall, whatever his name is, I was like, hey, I'd love to come here and do a weekend. Like, this is the entire point I was there. And he goes, it's kind of full in the lineup. It's like, all right.
All right. Now are you going to go
chubby
back?
Chubby chick not want to fuck. Make out in the downstairs.
Oh, you banged a chubby chick?
No, I didn't bang a chubby chick. I would have. It won't take me seriously. I'm like, you don't even live in my city.
Yeah.
Our relationship's over after today.
I don't take you seriously now.
It ain't going to go bad or worse.
Women always want you to buy the own. And like, sometimes I just want a lease.
Yeah.
For a couple days.
Look, we're both leaving. I'm not going to talk to you again either way.
What are we going to talk on Facebook?
But we both want to fuck.
Yeah.
Obviously,
way too
you
many
both
mushrooms
didn't.
Yesterday.
You took a lot yesterday?
Too much.
You've been on a lot of drugs lately.
What?
You've been doing a lot of drugs lately.
I've been doing some. No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's talk about it. We'll get into our big day in NASCAR.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about this.
You did drugs then.
I did not.
okay. I mean, I don't really consider weed like drugs like I consider crystal meth.
Pot candy. Come on. All right, fine. Yeah. Even if you count it, still.
Okay. But it's not like you were just hanging out. You were fucking baked, bro.
I was fucked up.
I felt like I was bringing a little retarded boy around.
You were sitting in a luxury box, and I knew I had to get out of there.
Yeah, you were so high.
I was going to pass out. I was like, no. I got to go to the car.
So, so the day comes. Both of us are just like, oh, God, is there any way we're going to get up early? Now, both of us are hoping that the other sleeps in.
So we can blame the other one.
Yes.
Dude, what the fuck, man? I set my alarm.
Exactly what I said.
I set my alarm, woke up, and I was like, fuck, do I want to do this thing of any excuse? Just go back to sleep and go, oh, my alarm didn't go off.
Yeah.
Any excuse.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to text him. If he answers, he's up. If he doesn't, he's sleeping. Hey, dude, you on your way? And then, bing!
I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
But I'm hoping, like, are you asleep? I immediately start with, are you asleep? If you're asleep, you fucking dick. Are you asleep? I'll turn right around right now. Then I get there, and you're like, wait for me outside. I'm like, are you asleep? Why are you taking 5 minutes? I'll fucking turn around right now. I'll go home. I was all the way over there on Highland, and I was, like, threatening to leave. He showed up and was like,
he's right at my house. He's like, are you sleeping? So I down a pot of coffee. I go downstairs. Okay, we'll get into it. He's having tumor pains right now. So I down a pot of coffee. Then I go to the 7-Eleven. I get a 5-hour. I down a 5-hour.
What time is it? 8 o'clock? 7?
7 o'clock.
Seven, yeah, probably 7:15. I got there at like 7, 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like not a time human should be up.
Yeah, we are both sleepy.
You should maybe be still up.
Yeah,
you should
yeah.
not be getting up that early.
Yeah, you should have kept going through the night.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
You should be right then bitching at the bar closing too early.
You remember when you
dicks.
Did?
It didn't used to be like this. 6:30 close time. Fuck you.
You remember when you did coke, Tebow, and you get the birds going, and you're like, you motherfucking birds.
And the joggers, the people jogging and pushing baby carts.
Yeah, like the start.
I'm still like sitting on a stoop drinking a 40, waiting for 7-Eleven to open up at 6 a.m. so I can unlock the fucking fridges, assholes.
Oh, so you can get more beer. Dude, yeah, it's like that when that sun comes up and you see a bunch of people that are winners, like they're not just like 9:30, 10.
It feels so bad,
you're like,
dude.
You guys are getting a jump on your day.
Yeah.
You guys are getting ahead, going to work out at 6:30 in the morning. It's the worst. I did it with Mark Norman. We stayed in New York. We just kept drinking. And then you can see just through the cracks in the window, like, is that light coming in? No. And then it's like, fuck.
You didn't hear the birds? Cheep, cheep.
No,
cheep,
but
cheep,
when you do hear the birds, it's kind of like, nice, actually. It's kind of beautiful in the morning when you're up.
Now when you've been blown out on cocaine going into your fifth hour of pornography.
Blown out.
It's fucking horrible, dude. You're like, oh!
Ari, what is wrong with you? You have this reaction like you just ate ice cream too fast.
It's like dehydrated or something. I didn't smoke pot at all yesterday. I just did twice as much mushrooms as I should have.
Who'd you do? Oh, you went out with the group.
I went out with Benji Aflalo, Matt Edgar, and a first-timer who probably doesn't want his name out there, but
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
Fahim.
How did he react to it?
It started down a dark road, but
he went
himself,
down a dark
just
road.
Just started, and then Benji kind of pulled him out of it, which I thought was wrong. Benji's like, "You okay? You okay?" I thought it was like, "Dude, shut up. Let him have his experience."
Well, he's tripping too.
Don't make him panic.
Don't make him panic. And also, it's like, don't constantly ask people how they're doing. It's like you need to stare off in the distance for 35 minutes straight. Really consider all these.
He was
thoughts.
Going on a vision quest.
He started thinking about death, and it's like, fine, think about it.
Well, because
sad.
What people don't understand is that Fahim doesn't even smoke weed.
Yeah, we finally did it. It was an experiment for 2 years.
It's like, hey, dude, I don't even want to do cocaine. Give me the hardest meth you have.
it was an experiment. It's like, I want you to be the first guy to go mushrooms before weed.
You want him to be the Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, and he was like, okay. And every time people were smoking pot and offered, I'm like, no, he's not allowed.
Not allowed.
So last night I let him off the hook. When we came back, I was like, hey, dude. If you want to smoke pot now, you can go for it.
It's going to be interesting to see.
What?
He did good?
He did good. He hasn't smoked pot yet, but he did great. He did great. And then we laughed.
Will.
We laughed so hard for so long.
Hang on, guys. I'm texting Fahim the address of this rehab facility.
Hey, that's the best. Why'd you double up?
Because my tolerance has gone kind of higher.
And yeah.
It's not like one of those where it's like you're doing a lot lately. I think with mushrooms, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think it's one of those where it's like every time you do it, it adds your tolerance a little bit.
Dude,
so
back in the day.
You can not do it in a year, but you still need more.
back in the day, I used to have a liquid vial.
By back in the day, you mean Wednesday?
Wednesday. No, I had it like, this is a long time ago, but I had this liquid vial of acid in this Visine bottle, and it was like 80 hits that I got for like $100. It was great acid. And my tolerance and Duncan Trussell's tolerance were so high that we would go to a party and like everybody would do like one hit of acid and they would be like high for like 8 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
And Duncan and I would do one in each eye.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just to be as high as they were, because one hit of acid, because we were doing it so much, I'd be like, whatever. It'd be like, take, you know,
wow,
like smoke pot high.
I don't
acid sense, still scares me.
I don't want to sound stupid.
It's just like mushrooms. It's just, I like acid better than mushrooms.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Interesting.
When you do it in the eye, what, how does that make it go faster?
It just doesn't. It goes right. Thank you very much. It just goes right to your brain. It doesn't have to go through your digestive system to get into your bloodstream. It just goes straight to your brain.
So we're gonna have this guy calling in a couple minutes, and then we'll get into the NASCAR. I mean, more into the NASCAR stuff. We'll follow up on that. But I wanted to get him in. He's gonna be calling in. But it was fun, dude. It was overall so much fun.
Yeah, we stayed for about 14 laps of the 400, and then we took the fuck
now,
off.
Now, did you guys get to ride in the car like you were saying?
Pace car.
Dude, pace card it up.
How fast did you go?
Yeah. How fast?
He said it went 140. Now, were you able to hear the guy talking?
A little bit. But I was also looking out the window and going like, what?
But on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah. Once you put it in his face. Yeah, you dropped the other mic. I wanted you to have a mic and me to have a mic, but you dropped it into the seats in between.
Well, because the guy's like, man, we're not going unless your seatbelt on. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, we started to zoom off, and before we got on the main track, it just stopped cold.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, put it on. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like,
so I
only knew that because the guy next to me put his seatbelt on. But honestly, what dipshits are we that we're going in a 140-mile-hour car on a slanted track? It's about 45-degree angle, and we didn't even think to put our seatbelts on.
Yeah.
That sounds like a typical day on the 405 to me.
No, yeah. Dude. This was crazy, dude.
We got to walk on the track.
Yeah, when you go up on the bend, dude, you get thrown up against
the side of your car.
Yeah, because you're...
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. You're like...
Did you guys get the feeling when you started hitting it, like when you're like, when he started speeding up, were you guys like, oh, okay, this is it? And then you're like, oh, fuck, he's still going.
The turn was 120. He took the turn at 120. Shit.
Wow.
And he does that every week.
Which means you're going this way, and then you got to go straight around. You're doing a 180.
I have a quick question. Did Sam try to fuck a Mexican in the back seat by any chance?
Oh.
Dude, there was some white trash there.
Yeah.
Hot, though? Hot?
No.
Not as much. Now, I don't want to give NASCAR.
You never get to talk about that, because you would fuck anything that would sit still.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I don't want anybody to think that NASCAR doesn't get hot chicks. I just think this particular
race. Well, it's
race,
Inland Empire. That's not hot. Right. Hot chicks in the Inland Empire.
But we saw one of the hottest chicks on the
right.
planet
this isn't
there.
Daytona. This isn't Daytona.
Where's Daytona? Dayton?
Florida.
Oh.
Oh, here. Let's grab this call. Can we take
okay,
it?
Okay, so now
do the plus. Do the plus.
Hit the plus.
Okay, here we go.
All right, joining us here on Punch Drunk Sports, if you love the Dan Patrick Show, you hear him all the time, especially during the football season. He just had a kid. He's got a great podcast. Please welcome to Punch Drunk Sports for the first time, Shay from Irving. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Triple E?
Hey, thanks.
What's happening, Shane?
You're here with Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow, and the Mexican.
Oh, the Mexican. Excellent. What's up, Ari and Jason and the Espanol speaker?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? What's up?
I'm breathing, man, barely.
How's you just had a kid, congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't really do anything, but I kind of just hung out center field, that's it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You did something
9 months ago.
Yeah,
I did. I think it was in my sleep, honestly. I had to get the baby DNA tested, we're all good. But they couldn't tell me the conceived date. They were like, hey, I'm pretty sure it was this date. I was like, the fuck it was, because my penis was not working that weekend. It was July 4th, and we were up all night. So,
wow. Well,
I'm pretty sure it's in my sleep.
Well, DNA congratulations test. To you.
Was the test? Did they watch the blood samples the whole time, or was it in question? The DNA test.
Oh, it was in question. Yeah, of course it was in question. That's why I had a damn test done.
Yeah.
Do you know they always say to you, to the dad, "Oh, he has your eyes." They do that on purpose
so that you won't.
They said that shit to me. It was a fat baby we had, and I was like a really fat kid, and they were like, "Oh, he's got your cheeks." I was like, "That's just because I'm fat now. That's bullshit. You don't know what my cheeks looked like when I was a baby. Yeah. You're a liar."
Yeah, that they always say that so everybody thinks the kid's the dad.
Right,
100%.
They don't get murders in the hospital.
Yeah.
Right.
is any of the rooms.
So, Shay, your
what
biggest...
about the Cowboys this year? DeMarco signed for way too much. We can agree on that. Am I right?
Fuck DeMarco.
No, come on.
Fuck that land thief Sooner. Y'all should have known. Can't trust a goddamn Sooner. Nobody should have signed him for that much money. No. That was a
Agreed.
Goddamn joke.
That's a problem with free agency in every sport where it's like the market value is totally shifted by one team willing to give a massive offer. You know?
Right.
It's like it's like the Hornets had a guy once at a center, Brad Miller, and it was like, no, we're going to re-sign him. We drafted him. It was great. And then the Celtics just offered him like twice as much as anyone else would. And it's like, well, I guess we can't keep him then.
The issue, if you're going to put that much money in your offensive line, why the fuck are you going to put that money in your running back?
They also,
you can't. You can't do it.
Eagles signed two running backs.
Yeah.
Idiot. Chip Kelly, I'm pretty sure my 20 to year 10, he's into voodoo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm not kidding.
What kind of voodoo?
It's got to be the dark arts, man, like some Santa Rhea shit. Think about it. He let his best wide receiver go.
2 years in a row.
Yep. Bingo. And who'd he keep? He kept the Matthews kid, and then he kept the Klan member.
Yeah.
And he thinks that he's going to do a great job. There's no other way to prevent those kind of people from getting injured unless you're sacrificing Lance. And he ain't married. So he could be doing all kinds of weird shit in the basement of that house.
Wow.
Does it sound like Santa Rhea?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's been confirmed by our English as a second language.
Do the Cowboys have a chance at the playoffs this year?
Absolutely they do. Of course they do.
What percentage do you think they'll take the NFC East?
Well, with honestly, Philadelphia, you're doing pretty good. Philadelphia and Washington are flaming bags of dog shit.
Here's the deal, though. Cowboys overachieved last year, and they had the easiest record, schedule in the playoffs. Of all the playoff teams, they had the easiest schedule by a lot. So they're not going to have the easiest schedule this year.
No. But with Sean Lee coming back
and signing the woman beater,
the defense is going to be improved. It will be improved.
How do you think so? I think it was already playing out of its mind.
Well,
yeah, I think they were playing.
It's a big pickup. If Greg Hardy can just stay out of trouble, that dude can get you 13 sacks alone.
If he plays more than 10 fucking games, that's the other goddamn issue. Jerry signs his some bitch and doesn't know how many goddamn games he's going to miss. Not exactly business sense.
That's true.
Well, it doesn't help that. And you know, what is the feeling in Dallas on the signing? Now, from what we see nationally, nobody's happy with the signing. But I think they only talk to people who aren't happy with the signing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Of course.
The Greg Hardy signing, I think if you went to the average guy and went, this guy can get you 13 sacks. I mean, people had him rated up there with Ndamukong Suh, and you got him for like a half the price.
Yeah. Thank God for battery.
They're renting him for 10 games. Here's my issue with the Hardy thing. I'm worried that they used all their social responsibility beer on Greg Hardy when they should have saved some up for Adrian Peterson. Because you can't sign a woman beater and a child beater. Jerry ain't going to do that. You can't have both of them. Only, you get one or the other.
Only one team can do that, and they're the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. You're right.
Raiders could do it. Nobody would think twice about it.
Because they're a garbage organization with garbage fans. But you
Bingo.
Are included in that.
Okay, thank you. So let's talk about the Dez Bryant, and the video. Did it actually exist? No one's seen it. Everybody was like, "Oh, the video is so bad." And I really
still hasn't come out.
Want to take the task? These experts who put this out there commented on it like they actually had seen it, and then it's nowhere. And now I think it was done by. Could it have been done by?
He never commented on it at all, did he?
I don't think so.
No, hell no.
Yeah, you don't comment on that shit till it's out.
Fuck no. Here's the goddamn deal. Adam Schefter pretends like he's a fucking media man, like he's an actual reporter, right? Well, that little troll, walking, talking troll, little fucking hiding under a bridge troll,
said
he knew what was on the video. He said, I know what's on the video, but he ain't seen it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. I didn't get past high school, but that shit doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. And if you think you're a reporter, there's ethics and bones about shit like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You can't say shit like that.
I don't like it.
If you work for TMZ, ESPN, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Thank you. I totally agree. And the sooner they start calling themselves TMZ, ESPN, the quicker I'll get fucking happy about it. Because they're pretending they're working some goddamn New York Times investigation, and they're all full of fucking shit, man.
It's like you can say, I have this amazing video coming, like you guys will be waiting to see it, if you have it ready to go. Like, this is going to make everybody look, tune in Tuesday.
Right.
It's going to make him look like he's the biggest dipshit in America. But, like, you can't say it if you haven't even seen the thing.
You have to, and they have to be called out. They have to be called out. And taking the task, dude. You can't do that. And it's almost like the Cowboys put it out because then they're like, we just got franchised to see how this whole thing works out.
Yep.
And it's
just, I wouldn't put it past Jared to do that shit. I wouldn't put it past that old whiskey drinking son of a bitch at all.
He's an interesting guy, dude. That's an interesting team for sure. I think the Cowboys.
He looks like he beats off to weird shit. Jerry Jones looks like he beats off to weird things.
Oh, yeah. He's tying folks up at home. Oh, yeah.
Well, that whole thing with the strippers, it's like, oh, look, he's taking pictures of strippers. Yeah, what's the point of becoming a billionaire if you can't take pictures with strippers?
First of all,
that's
it's
the whole point.
What a jerk. It's like, I've taken pictures of strippers before. I just get told I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, I'm sorry. And they watch
it deleted. Newsflash, those were straight-up hookers, and Jerry's been fucking hookers in DFW for decades. Everybody and their mama knows it. The national media gets a hold of it and thinks it's some huge scandal. Who cares? The man pays for a service, they perform the service, and they get the fuck out. It's just like getting your goddamn taxes done. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, hookers are like H&R Block. That's a great point, dude.
Amen.
I just think it's like, dude, when you're 80, that's the only way you get it. At least they're chicks, not like Donald Sterling that's bringing fucking...
Yeah, it's like, dude, okay, but here's the deal. It's like, dude, spend more time... Yeah, spend more time fucking hookers and less time being a GM.
Yeah,
the
worst thing to happen to you is that he actually made the playoffs last year because now it's like, I know what I'm doing.
No, we had a terrible 4 years and he never said he didn't know what he was doing.
It seems like he's handing the keys over to the silver spoon, his son. That's what it seems like to me because they're not overpaying for DeMarcus Ware. They didn't overpay for DeMarco, and that shit that Jared would have done in a goddamn heartbeat.
Yeah, it's like it's like I would have loved to keep DeMarco, but you just can't at that price with the salary cap. So then I guess we're
going to go. He's never done a whole season except last year.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I'm going to take the odds that he's going to be injured.
Yeah.
And
especially
he didn't do
with that line that
he was
they
out
have.
Two games last year.
The Eagles have a shitty line.
As an NFL fan, not a Cowboys fan, but I am a fan of the NFL, I would way rather have Dez then DeMarco with that offensive 100%. Line you have, because you can plug in a guy for half the price at running back and probably put up maybe 300-400 yards less, but still more than competent.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
100% agree. Darren McFadden is going to get reborn.
No,
watch
fuck
this
you.
Shit.
No way.
I don't think so. I'm a Raiders fan, and it is
that
not.
That dude is the Glass Joe of the backfield.
What do you think he's going to go for?
I think he's going for 1,200 yards if he's a starter.
1,200 yards.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah, and he won't stay a starter the whole time.
Here's the thing. A couple mock drafts have you guys taking Gurley out of Georgia.
And then he'll
praise
start.
Praise Jesus Christ on a cross if that shit's true.
and he'll start.
Praise him.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a beast, dude.
He's going to start if he's healthy. He probably won't be in there on third down. But I think the only reason McFadden makes sense is because they do running back by committee. If the motherfucker starts every snap, of course, he'll die by week three. You know what I mean? But if you do running back by committee, the some bitch could make it. He's from Arkansas. He's a dirtbag. He can get it in.
That's great. Well, Shay, we're glad you called in. I really appreciate you calling in. We'd love to have you call in more and more. Can you tell everybody about where they can find you, either social, your podcast, all that stuff real quick? Because I've listened to your podcast. It's phenomenal.
It gets creepy. There's a lot of alcohol involved. On the Twitter, I'm at Shay and Irving. Shay, just like the butter, spell it right, bitches. And that's about it. The podcast, shayandirving.com. Thanks for having me on. I fucking love this show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, how do you feel about the catch rule and stuff?
That's okay.
Okay.
You had to do it once.
We had to. Dude, we had to make sure we're cool, dude. Sorry about that.
He got so worked up. That's a good question. How do you feel about something? It's not a yes or no.
Yeah.
And
he just
started like, that's a... and then gone.
That was well done. That was well done.
He was great, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, but that was a great hang-up.
Thank you. That guy was good. I liked him. Honestly,
yeah,
I was...
me too.
I've decided, dude, I'm going to start personally finding, like, he's on a Dan Patrick show. I'm going to start finding people to call into the show to get it going since when you're
it's
getting
funny,
your
you were
dick
like,
sucked by
celebrity.
Lady Boy.
I'm like, a guy who calls another show is now our biggest draw.
But he's great.
Yeah,
he's
he was great. He was great.
I'm going to start getting that going.
So yeah. I think, ooh. Somebody's calling from Stockton, I think. This is Stockton area code.
Can I just get this real quick?
Okay.
Pretty. Oh, I don't know. I hope this is.
Who's this online?
Yeah, look, Ari, anything you can do, I can do better.
Oh, and Mr. Andrew Dice Clay, we got two celebrities in a row.
Wow.
Dice, how are you?
Yeah, look, I got a TV show, Ari. I said you got the Comedy Central big deal. I got a Showtime deal.
Yeah, I saw that. You called me about it and you said, hey, wait for 2 days for a big announcement. He said you walked in with nothing and you came out with a TV show. That's amazing.
I think that's awesome. Congratulations, Dice. I'm really happy for you.
Showtime, right?
Yeah, Tripoli. You can be on it. The other guy can do it. But guess who can't do it? Ari, because you're banned.
Why am I banned?
Wow.
Why am I
think
banned?
I know why you're banned, asshole. You were rifling through his affairs.
I was not rifling.
You go through the affairs, Ari. That lasts for life.
No, no. You said it was a 6-month banning, first of all. No, and I wasn't rifling through anything. You said, oh, don't look
you're
at this drawer, and I never look
at the show, Ari. You can say whatever you want. You can hire an attorney, but if you get too far, you're going to get the hammer.
What does that mean?
Hey, Dice, where are you going to hit him with the hammer?
What's the question via satellite?
Well, where on his body were you going to hit him with that hammer?
That hammer's going right to his face. I don't care if he's wearing glasses or not.
That's
Dice, real quick, tell us about what the show's going to be about. I've read a little bit. I know it's kind of off your book, I believe, but is it the life and times of you right now, you in the past? What's it going to be?
Look at Tripoli being a real journalist. You've come a long way.
Thank you, Matt.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You.
It's the haircut.
It's semi-autobiographical. You may need to look that word up. I did.
And what's it called, Dummy?
It's about my life. I'm in Vegas. I'm trying to get back to the top because we all know I was at the top. That part is kind of made up.
And what is it?
I'm still there.
And it's about you being stupid?
Hey!
How dumb you are?
Ari, are you trying to compound to the band to get like 2 life sentences?
How can that even be, Dice? You moved out of that apartment. You moved out of that house. You're not even in that house anymore.
It doesn't matter. Once I saw you rifling through the affairs, it was over.
You didn't see that. I never even opened your desk drawer. I was going over there as a joke. I didn't even touch your drawer.
Somebody may need to play MC Hammer because it's getting close to hammer time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, I just want to get your take on a couple things, Dice. This is a sports show, and it's about famous people. Real quick. Have you seen Steve Renazzisi's new Buffalo Wild Wing commercials? What do you think of them?
I was flipping through the channels. I was beating my bag to some network TV, and I happened to see Steve Renazzisi, or T2 as I call him.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
He's pretty good. He was beating the wings. He was having a good time with his black friends. Sure enough.
Oh, he was hanging out with black people?
Yeah, there's a black guy on it. And I'm like, who's the black guy?
Dice.
He's just some guy. They have him eating chicken. You get it?
Oh, Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Going for it,
I think
Dice.
That's just because of Buffalo Wild Wings and not because it's a black guy.
So offensive. So imagine
that's why I'm on Showtime, Triple. You do the naughty show and you're going to censor me? What are you, crazy?
My apologies. I don't want to get blackballed. My apologies.
Give him the hammer. Give him the hammer.
No hammers.
You want the hammer to your face? You call us for the hammer guy via satellite? Because I'll give it to whoever you want.
Dice, you can't see him, but he's
give
mocking you.
Give it to both of them.
He's mocking you. He's doing the jerk-off motion in his mouth.
Real quick, Dice, that's Jason Tebow via satellite from his house where
he lives. Let's start calling him via satellite.
Via
satellite. You coming to the store tonight?
He is living with his lesbian mother, a.k.a. Mama Faggot, in Michigan.
I could. You give me 5 minutes with her, I could turn her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet. What would you do? Would you stick your big toe up her pussy?
I would do the classic Dice tit 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 ass putty, 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 ass tit 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 tit. And she would say, "That's it. I don't need the fish anymore. I got the Dice's big old dick." I'm feeling it right now, Ari. I got the hammer in my hand, and I feel like Thor.
Okay. I'm not trying to come at you, man. I'm not trying to come at you. I know you feel like Thor. Listen, Dice, you've been famous for a long time now. I just want to know if you have any memories. I'm doing a Comedy Store story show tonight. It's about the old days. I'm wondering if you have any stories about being poor, maybe taking public transportation or anything like that. Kind of just like what it was like back
then. It's been so long for me, Ari. It's hard for me to even imagine it. But I remember I lived above the Comedy Store, and I used to bring these girls home, these broads. and I would be, bring them through the tour of the house.
Yeah.
They would go into August Hamilton's room, and he would be fucking them before I even knew it.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's tough.
August was a cold-blooded killer, right, with the ladies?
This guy looks like an old Ken doll now, but back in the day, he was something to behold.
His hair is still the same.
Did you guys ever have threesomes?
He was so good that I couldn't even take the hammer to him.
Oh, you wanted to, but you couldn't.
Could you even afford a hammer back in those days, or did you have to use something makeshift? Makeshift
means...
It
was like a gavel. It wasn't even real hammers back then.
Oh, gavel? Which, all right.
Now, did you and Argus ever have threesomes? You guys ever go, like, airtight on Mitzi or anything like that?
We never crossed the streams, but I've dated the whole Shaw family, Polly included.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you did it Sandy Shore, didn't you?
I pet her dog, if you know what I'm saying, Ari.
Yeah, she has a dog, a pet.
Now, when you were banging Sandy, were you just thinking of all the spots you were going to get from banging her?
Truthfully, when you got the talent and the charisma of the dice, you get the spots on your own merits.
Let's talk about who's going to be on your show real quick. Is Eleanor
going to be
on
it? Can I be on it?
Pretty much anybody in the world can be on it,
awesome.
But one guy whose name happens to be Ari Moses Shafir.
It's David, but thank you.
What's your middle name?
David.
Star of David, yeah, that makes sense.
Can I appeal this to an arbitrator in any way?
Who do you want to go to the president of Showtime?
I mean, I was on all your fucking videos you helped use to sell that show, beating up Bobby Lee and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going
to
dress up my ball bag in a black robe, and you can appeal to Judge Ball Bag.
Okay. Sure. Well, how long is the process?
And then no matter what the jury says, I'm going to hit you with the fucking hammer in the face, and you won't leave unless you leave on a stretcher.
I probably won't appeal then.
Now who's going to be your romantic interest? Your lovely ex-wife? Did you get divorced from the gorgeous Mexican lady you were married to? Or is
a Mexican Jew on the show, I got a wife. And I got an ex-wife, and I got to balance everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Eleanor going to be on the show? Is she going to be a side piece?
Look, Eleanor's a nice girl. Ari, you better tell him to watch what he says about her.
What were you saying, Sam?
Nothing.
She likes to get down, right?
I'm saying she's a nice person.
She takes it deep? Is that what you were saying?
I don't know. She told me she had a dream about us fucking one time.
Tice,
you're here. Me and you.
You and Ari?
Me and you, yeah.
Fucking her?
No, yeah, me banging
her. That's called the... nightmare where I'm from.
Oh, come on, Dice. Uncalled for.
You know who's going to play my best friend Wheels?
Who?
Jeff Garlin.
Oh, really? You're not going to have Wheels do it?
Who's Wheels going to play?
Wheels isn't going to be on the show. I'm going to show him that Garlin is a better Wheels than he could ever be.
Just to hurt him? Is he going to have the monster on?
Of course, Ari. You got to hurt those that are close to you.
I thought it's roast. The ones you love.
Dice, is Wheels there with you by any chance?
Of course he is.
Let's say hi to him.
You want to talk to... Oh, I guess. Hey, Wheels, these idiots want to talk to you.
Hey, Wheels, how do you feel?
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's... Who's Dice's dad? I was in the other room.
How are you feeling about you not being on Dice's show, Dice?
Wait, Dice said I was on the show.
We just heard different.
He said he has Jeff Garland's playing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's cool. Yeah.
You sound hurt. Yeah, I think what he said, you're going to be on the show. He meant your character is going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Did you check that out? I'm the cannoli king.
Yeah. Hey, Wheels, I hear you. I saw you're on tour with Mike Marino. Who closes out that epic show?
It's a coin flip because, I mean, either way, the crowd wins. Yeah.
Yeah, Do you guys both try to like be on first so that you can do each other's materials or the same material you guys are taking from?
Or maybe like both go at the
same
time.
When you're on the road, you can do other comics material. Everyone does it.
Oh, really?
That's actually not true at all.
I've not done it.
I've never done that.
Oh, well, feel free. I mean, if you want to use any of my bits, go ahead.
Well, they're not really yours if you're saying that. I don't know which one's yours, but also no thanks.
I retain water? No, you retain cake. What are you, Aquaman?
You take the 405 to the 10, the 10 to the 101, the 101 to the 110.
Yeah, feel free to use that, Ari. It kills in Canada.
Let me ask you something.
It kills in Canada. Wheels. You don't go to Canada,
bro. Whose jokes do you do that kill the hardest on the road?
I've done some John Caparulo. He's good. I've done some Brett Ernst. Steve Byrne, some of the Asian stuff is good for me.
Really? You do some of the Asian material.
Yeah, can we hear one of your jokes that really kills? You do an Asian jokes?
Yeah.
Any Leslie Jones the jokes?
I do some Leslie Jones, the one where she does the kickball bit with the friend with the wooden foot who could really hit that that long home run. Yeah.
All right, Wheels, well, you're really saddening up this place.
Oh, man, we were cooking with gas.
Hey, Wheels, give me the phone. What a piece of shit you are, Wheels. Look at you. You're wearing a bathrobe. It's the afternoon, dummy.
And you guys are best friends?
Dice.
Best friends, Ari.
Dice, when do you start working on your show?
The show is going to be filmed probably this summer.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Nice, dude. Nice.
That was well done.
Ari's really on fire with his hang-up.
Ari's on fire with the hang-up. Sam with the good lead-in question setting up the hang-up.
Yeah, good lead-in.
Very proud.
Good teamwork.
Very proud of you guys. Very proud of you guys.
That's what we call motherfucking teamwork.
You guys, by the way, on our bag of bets, we're down to four more games for Kentucky.
Oh, let's get it. Well, can we finish the NASCAR discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of this, by the way, is on my podcast, Skeptic Tank, this week. You can hear.
Thanks for putting it out.
Yeah, it was a road trip episode.
Road trip. So the big highlight was, first of all.
Did I pay you?
For what?
Podcast.
Oh. Let's see this. Big bucks, no whammies. How much? 1, 2, 3, 4. Really? Yeah. Wow. I'll do your podcast all the time.
You're not invited.
I'll be
in
your house.
You're terrible.
I'll be your house. What do you mean? This guy's sleeping or stoned off his balls during the whole fucking time?
Yeah, bruh.
It's just like, I look over, it's just like,
My God, I was out of it.
So now you're all stoned at the thing. You ride around on the track, then you had to get hungry. What did you eat?
When we rode around the track, it had not kicked in yet. I was like, why didn't I take this on the way?
Yeah.
But I'm glad because that was a cool, good sober experience. We ate, they gave us a sweet, bro.
Dude, not just a suite, the suite, two suites.
Eric Stone Street was there. Alyssa Milano was there.
Alyssa Milano was there.
Yeah. In your suite?
Yes.
Dude, fucking 7 feet away from us.
The original Buffy lady. The original Buffy chick.
She was the original Buffy?
No, the chick I was telling you with the great ass.
Oh, she was the original Buffy.
The original Buffy.
The movie one. Jesus.
What?
Wow.
Christy Swanson.
Can you look up Christy Swanson?
We already know. We got it.
Yeah, but I want to
make... been jerking off to Swanson for fucking 20 years.
Aaron's been jerking...
How hot was Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa Milano was mom hot.
Dude, like, that woman, yeah. I see her at the improv once in a while, over the years. I've seen her like 3 times. Yeah. And each of those times, I go, Jesus, that girl's so hot. Who is that? And somebody says Alyssa Milano. I'm like, what? Oh, you're right.
I met her at, she was at Fox Studios when we were doing the Red Zone there, and I walked right by her, and I was like, holy shit, I've been beating off to you.
This asshole wouldn't even let me take a picture.
I said you can take a picture, I can't be part of it.
Why?
Because
it's Alyssa Milano.
It's embarrassing to take pictures with people. It's embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Damn.
What?
You know, that's Rogan's neighbor. She's Rogan's neighbor, Ari.
Swanson? She's Rogan's neighbor?
That was her!
Yeah.
That was the girl that was there, and she kept, it was so funny. And she's really nice. She's really nice. Phenomenal ass.
Wow.
Phenomenal ass. She would always look at me going, you know who I am, right? And I
said that?
No.
No, but with that look.
That was the look like.
She was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, too.
Oh,
she had Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm. I think she's just a background character.
She's in the classroom when they're calling out the names.
Dude, she is hot, and her ass is perfect.
I love small parts that went on to become massive people.
Yeah,
like, that's always cool.
It's like, when they're calling out the names, and that's it.
So
Or like Nicolas Cage, like Mr. Hand, which is not in the is only in the TV version, not the DVD version. That's his only role in it. He just goes, "Who are you guys taking this year?" And it's one of the buddies of the main characters.
And what was the movie?
Mr. Hand. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And
then
High.
Him and two other guys goes, Mr. Hand. And that's his whole role. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but you know, it's not amazing that Nicolas Cage blew up. His family's like Hollywood royalty.
I know, but you just look at where they started and you're like, this is probably a gigantic
role. He started as a Coppola.
Yeah. Hey, suck my dick quick.
No, I won't. And by the way, whatever. You owe me a dick sucking.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
dude,
I won that bet.
Suck his dick, and then Ari will
I won the bet.
And
you owe me
even.
A dick sucking.
Let's go right now. Take it out. I'll suck the slop out of that.
No, you won't.
Get it
and forget
out.
It.
Get it out, Sam. Let him suck it.
Maybe I'll let you suck it at the roast battle tonight after Josh
hog.
Martin fucked.
So wait, okay, let's move on to this now, or we could keep talking about this. But I do want to know.
Yeah.
Who's going to beat off Wynn if you're going to try to get him to do this tonight? Because
okay, so he refused to do it at the roast battle. He's refusing. And he goes, no. I made a deal with Tripoli that we would do it on the Punch Drunk. And I'm like, well, here's the situation. Tripoli is a third of that podcast. He had no right to make that deal with you. So I'm telling you that you'll never be on this podcast. But you can do it at the roast battle if you want. I think that'd be a great way for you to step up and really – Moses was down with it. I'm like, really show your vulnerability. Show that you're a comic and fucking willing to go for it. Go, no, I don't want to do that. And so it's like, all right, well, then go do it in a corner somewhere and fucking lose the moment. I have nothing. If you're not willing to rise to the occasion, I can't help you.
It's for the laugh.
Then this town's going to eat you alive.
I get it. You want to be on the sports podcast. We're not doing that. That's off the table.
What I don't understand is like.
He goes,
like,
it was a bag of bets. You had to be on the sports podcast. No, it was a comedy store bet. You guys, plenty of our fans make bag of bets with each other. Plenty of our fans make bag of bets with each other. They don't get to come on our podcast and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't understand his thinking, though, because, like, dude, if you came out here right now.
That's what his thinking is. He's a weak ass.
There's more people that are going to hear and see this on this than in that belly room. What does the belly room sit? 60?
On the roast battle night?
The roast battle's like 140.
One, yeah, 140.
5,000 on the roast battle.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
And every comic he sees on a daily basis.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to present it. And we're like, and just say, hey, we're Josh Martin, it's time. We're doing this thing. And let him back out in front of everyone.
Oof.
So on your way home today, stop by the store. Call Adam. Stop by the store. Jerk off on it.
Okay.
It's for real, though.
All right.
And I have a meeting, and I'm going to go. I mean, on your way home.
I can't, like, go home and jerk off. I got to jerk off while I'm driving.
No, on the rag.
Yeah, of course.
No, go get it. Do it there at the store.
Okay.
Leave it there.
All right.
And then I will go home. I will go there at, like, 4:30 and also get it. Leave some tongs near the thing so I can not have to touch it.
Oh, is the door going to be locked for the thing?
Yeah, Adam. It has to be Adam's office.
Oh, it's in Adam's office?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be
Where's
there.
Adam's
can
office?
Can you get into Adam's office?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay, it's upstairs where the old phone room was when we were working.
Yeah.
It's all walled off now.
Why'd they wall that off?
No one wanted to go there. You can't use the bathroom in the belly room anymore. It's like half a green room because people are smoking pot and it's all corporate now.
Really? They walled that off up there?
Yeah.
It's walled off. So you know how, like, you come out into the belly room, green room, and you make a right, and that desk is sitting there in that window? And the bathroom.
Yeah, Adam broke fucking on it.
Yeah, instead of turning right, that's just a wall now with a door.
Do you know that they're now
Adam?
They're making a sidebar.
Yep.
Like now, what's that for?
From what I understand, it's supposed to be like a headliner's bar, like a VIP bar for all the like the big.
But
ones.
Then you got to keep people out, otherwise everybody's going to be there.
I think they're going to have like a door guy at the front.
Hold on. So what qualifies to get in there?
I think just headliners, because there was a lot of problem with the the sacred ground in the back. People always being there that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh, there's 20 people that aren't even comics here.
Okay.
That are smoking pot.
Yeah, you would have to.
I will set that place on fire. They're like, you can't go back here. I'll burn this place down.
Well, you'll do it from the outside because you're not allowed in.
Oh, shit.
Wait. So you know how in the belly room when you would come up the other way, like through the kitchen?
Yeah, that's what was locked. That's what was. Oh, through the kitchen.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't even go up that way anymore.
No. Nope.
Yeah, the steps up to the manager's office. Oh shit, we just lost.
Where are we gonna fuck?
There's no real place to fuck.
Main room, women's bathroom.
No, your spot's still safe, Tebow. That
Tebow,
spot,
what
that's
is that?
That's your spot, asshole.
What spot?
Why? Because I found your hat there.
Yeah, what were you doing in there, vacuuming? Yeah,
it's my spot, but
where is
the spot?
Fuck you guys. I ain't telling you
shit.
Don't
you guys worry about it.
I already fucked there, wherever it is.
Oh, I mean, I can't fuck anywhere.
It's outside, outside Mitzi's office in the vestibule in between Mitzi's office
that little
and the stairway up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes, when you see Mitzi's office, it also goes to the left.
Yeah.
Let's take another call.
All right.
What?
already found a trail of my clothes going leading into that place one time, like it was fucking
like he under like it was like an old movie where it shows the steps and like different articles clothing all the way up.
It'd be great if whoever Ari's fucking go, I just got deja vu. You're like, why? Well, because I just fucked up here with Tebow.
I fucked a punch drunk up here before.
Ari's like, hey, I found your hat. What were you doing up there? I was like, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What were you doing up there? Don't be so accusative.
How drunk were you that you left your hat?
You just take it out.
I think it was in my back pocket. And it just fell out of my pants.
What are you, Huck Finn? Go.
All right, let's take a call.
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk.
778.
Courtland, New York.
This is Jesus Christ calling you.
This who?
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ? What's up?
That's me. I am I'm a carpenter, and that, as we know, is the holiest profession.
Yes. And you're calling into this
I've got a little problem with Mr. Sam Tripoli here.
Let's hear it, Jesus.
Ooh, I love it.
Oh, he's got
okay. Talk to me.
You guys, you need to get a holier phone connection because this connection is just horrible.
Ours is
doing
it's great.
Pretty much you. We've had a bunch of calls and it's not a problem. You're the first one that's a problem.
Jesus,
with, so.
For some reason your provider sucks.
Maybe Nazareth is not the best phone provider.
The Holy Spirit does tend to give you some feedback every now and then.
Let's hear your problem with Tripoli.
He has blocked my pseudonym on Twitter for some reason.
Probably you're an asshole.
I've been mean to him.
Yeah, that's probably it.
No,
probably
no, Jesus Christ is not an asshole.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I only ask people to drink my blood.
I block people who say snarky-ass shit trying to get a reaction, and I'm like, you don't need to do that. I put this show out for free, my other podcast out for free. I don't need you or whoever getting fucking vicious and snarky for no reason. It's all fun. Either you listen to it or you don't listen to it.
You just don't want to deal with it. So
you gotta go. If you're gonna say shit that
like
you won't
say,
in my face.
Somebody blocked me for no reason. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
They just blocked you for no reason.
Yeah, I just went in there.
I don't believe you and I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, exactly. I block you, you're done. Stick a fork into you.
When are you coming back, Jesus? Everybody really
is there
wants to know.
Any way that
Yep, sorry, Jesus. That's the rule, dude. Don't talk like unnecessarily cruel, mean shit.
Yeah.
I hear you, bro.
I'll mute people. I'll block people only if they just go overboard or through three things in a row or just I'm like, fuck you, ass. It's like, oh, get away.
Yeah, and it's just like, I can understand if I was on ESPN
and
they were paying me six
Mucho
figures.
Bucks. Yeah.
And you want to rail on something I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
I do for free because I enjoy hanging out with you guys.
I hear you. Hey, you guys want to keep going? I got to go pee so bad.
Yeah, go pee, dude. Go unload those balls. So the NASCAR was great, T-Ball. I wish you could have been there, man. It was a lot of fun. The lady who hooked us up was a black
nerd,
and she was hot.
It's so cool you were with fucking Alyssa Milano, dude. She's fucking still so hot.
So my problem is that my phone was overloaded with too many photos. I didn't have any more room, so I'm just desperately trying to erase photos, but nothing too important.
Right.
And Ari's like, you're missing the ray. You're not even I'm like, Alyssa Milano's there, because all I want to do is famous people won't stop begging me to take pictures with them. And she's with her kid, so I don't know if I'm being weird. And she's with the guy who got her pregnant. I'm like, that guy, I want to interview that guy. Like, what's it feel to be the guy who knocked up
Alyssa? Was he a good-looking dude?
Wait, did he accidentally?
He's not super great-looking. He's super Jewy-looking.
Did he accidentally knock her up? Was it like a one-night stand thing, or is she like married to him?
I think she's married to him.
Oh, okay.
No, I think she has two kids with him.
Yeah. Well, they only had one. They must have abandoned the other because there was only one there.
Yeah, she has like a young one and then like a monthly, like 2 or 3 year old or something.
She was hot, but the Buffy chick was as hot, if not hotter.
She's like, what, 50 now?
Who, the Buffy chick? Mm-hmm. No. I think she's like
Alyssa
late
Milano's
30s.
Our age.
Really?
Alyssa Milano's our age.
How old do you think she is?
She's
got
to be late 40s.
Yeah.
Well,
late 40s.
Then she's got the right work because she doesn't look it. And her ass is phenomenal. But, dude, they allowed us all access to everything. The only thing we didn't do was drive during the race and do a pit stop. We went right next to the pit stop. We got to watch everything. It was fucking great.
45.
A bunch of free food,
She's
too.
She's hot, dude. You know me. Ari eats like a rabbit because he's worried about getting fat. I'm just like, I am who I am, and I just ate, dude.
I ate three of those paellas or whatever. You ate two.
I had shrimp,
but I was
dude.
Sleeping for that.
Shrimp.
The best is that the race is about to start, and I feel my phone. I'm sleeping in the car. I feel my phone vibrating. I was like, and then I just hear, Ari, the race is starting. I'm trying to ignore it and dream.
Yeah.
Like, Ari, come on, the race is starting.
I'm like, the whole thing, guys, we went there for two things. We went there for the pace car, and then to see the race start.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's it. And you're sleeping.
We saw it.
And you're baking in the heat, too.
Baking. I was so hot. My pants were so hot.
Yeah. So I went and got him, and then I just, it's like getting chased by, it's like leading a retarded kid through the whole thing. He was so baked. He was so baked.
Chiba Chew.
So high, and I'm
those
like,
are so good.
So good. But I took a whole, I took a half on them. I'm like, what am I doing? Half.
And he took the whole thing and he just numbed out.
Well, it was a quad dose. It wasn't a deca dose.
Dude, it was so loud.
We have a fundamental problem coming up here with this bag of bets between the two of you and Kentucky.
Okay.
What's the problem?
The problem is Ari's going to be gone until January, and we won't find out for like a week and a half who the winner is.
Yeah.
I propose that somebody in New York will have to fart in your mouth, or somebody in L.A. will have to fart in yours.
I have no problems with that.
I have a major problem with that.
Why?
Because, dude, I mean, half the reason I made this bet is I want to feel your fart in my mouth.
Okay, I'm cool with that. But here's the thing. TV Ari. Yeah.
I didn't expect that going that way, you idiot.
TV Ari will be back in L.A., I guarantee you.
There's a chance if something comes up. Its latest will be January.
Is that Jesus again?
That's all right.
Yeah. Jesus, we're not answering the phone.
Latest will be January. What? There's a chance it's always early. There's always stuff that comes
He will come back earlier. Or I might go out to, in July, I might be going back home for the 4th of July. Maybe I'll make a run up to New York.
Suck a fart,
I'll be gone that day.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I'll find you.
No, hold on. They can still lose. Although, if I had to make the bet now, yeah. I would not make that bet. With four games left to play. I knew I had the whole SEC tournament.
You have two teams that people think have a chance.
Wisconsin
and Arizona. The problem is they play each other.
Fuck.
Well, Notre Dame is looking pretty good now, too.
But Notre Dame doesn't have the size. Here's the problem with this whole discussion.
That's the problem with them.
And I was telling Ari.
Rhonda's not the size. Oh, no, I'm wrong. She does.
The problem with the national discussion about the Kentucky Wildcats is this.
Yeah.
Is that everyone's like, they have what it takes to beat Kentucky. Because everyone keeps acting like Kentucky is the hunted. And what people don't realize is Kentucky is the hunter. They're coming after you. They have what it takes to beat you. We're talking about an Arizona team that, and I love my team, lost to UNLV. These guys, dude, yes, Arizona has NBA players there, and they're very athletic. But they don't have 10 NBA players.
Yeah, but they don't have to beat you 10 times in a row or 6 out of 11. They just have to beat you one time.
But it's that size, dude. It's that size.
It's,
Kentucky's
just
guards
too
are
big.
Seven. Yeah, that's a big
they're
problem.
Too big, dude.
But they're too big, and they're still just skating by a couple mediocre teams.
But that's why they're great, though, dude, is because they were tested, and they rose to the occasion. Now,
teams missed open threes for the win against them. Dude, I mean, they had a shot where it's like, fuck, that was a breakdown on defense. They did not rise to the occasion.
UNLV
they lost that game, but they just
in 90,
shot.
When they went undefeated up to the Final Four, they played one tough game, which was Arkansas. And then they were all blowouts, winning by 25 points a game. This team has been tested. Dude, Kentucky is nasty, dude. I watch them. It's like, dude, and they're not going to, you're going to stay with them. You're going to stay with them for the first half. But the second half, when you start getting tired, that's when they start bringing in the waves.
Yeah. Fucking fart funnel. God
Kentucky versus West Virginia, and then whoever wins between Wichita or whatever.
Now, I say that we take that what's that silver tape?
You know, electric tape.
Electric tape. Duct tape, maybe electric
tape.
No,
I can't do that because I have fur on my ass, and that's punishing me.
Oh, okay, good point. My thought was
just a nail gun.
My thought was we take that tape. And we put it over the outside of the funnel so there's no air lost.
Dude, you know I'm lactose intolerant, right? I am going to be nothing
Chick-fil-A shakes.
Dairy all day.
I'm racially intolerant.
Racially intolerant.
So
that's good. That's good. Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
Hey, I got let's give out the Punch Drunk Awards.
What do you mean?
We've got presents today.
We do?
Oh, nice. Is this Ari's leaving town again and has to ditch shit?
No, this is me going to the Nike store, trying on a pair of Nikes, and I'm an 11 and a half, and they were like, oh, these are too big. And so I goes, I must be an 11 instead of 11 and a half. And then I just bought two pairs of shoes at 11, and I'm like, not an 11. I'm an 11 and a half. I don't know what I was thinking. So the first pair that goes to a size, who's a size 11? Sam Tripoli. Boom.
Whoa.
These throwbacks are the first ones.
Those are nice.
Yeah, felt.
Yes.
Oh, those are great, old dude.
Style,
I love them.
The old style
tongue. That reminds me back when basketball was pure and black people weren't allowed to play. That's what I'm talking
when
about.
When it was
Look
good.
At this. No, I'm Look just at this.
Back when it was fundamental.
So that. Look at that tongue. It's still exposed. The exposed. These are great.
Yeah, those are nice.
Ooh. Nike sport shoes are manufactured the exact specification of champion athletes throughout the world and Sam Tripoli.
Yes.
Does it say that?
Yeah. Nike name and swoosh stripe are your guarantee of quality. Made in Malaysia.
Indonesia. Isn't that where you're going to get your dick sucked by a guy?
That's Thailand.
Okay.
And, dude, it's not, I'm not, I'm getting my dick sucked by guys.
Okay.
Man boys.
Right, fuck face.
The other one is the throwback Jordans.
Oh, those are real nice. Can you see those?
Oh, wow, those are great, yeah.
Those are real nice.
Wow.
I'll wear those on stage tonight, buddy.
Yeah.
In celebration of you.
The gray on white. I like those shoes. Great. I like the red ones, too. I mean, I really like both of these.
So what, they're just too small?
Too small.
So what did you wind up getting? Did you wind up getting a pair of shorts,
some shoes for Taylor, some size 15s for Taylor, and some flip-flops. So all I kept is a flip-flops and shorts. It's been $250.
Wow. Taylor's got 15.
Here's some laces, unless you want, in case you want those. No, he's a size 16. He can't find anything. He goes, he can squeeze into a 15.
Oh, that sucks, man.
He goes, I just need any basketball shoes. I got him the Kyrie Irvings. Which are
size 15?
The ugliest shoe I've the ugliest shoe I've seen in a decade.
Do you guys like the new neon shoes that everyone's wearing?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting old, but those look really ugly.
Tebow, what do you think about bringing back hypercolor for shoes?
What's hypercolor?
Is that like a freezy freakies where it's like it gets cold out and they
you put your hand on it and then let go of the handprint? I love those.
I think they should make bras and underwear out of that shit.
Yeah, that would be cool.
See if your skanky whore is being shady.
Yeah, exactly. I can see you have chlamydia.
Skanky whores being shady? That's a lot of negatives right there.
Those Kyrie Irving shoes don't look too good.
Let's see them.
Is the green? You get the green ones or the red ones?
Were those the only ones available?
No. There was just a few shoes at 15, and that was the ugliest I could find. Hey, let's take his caller.
Let's take a caller. Hi. Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yes, it's Antonio Winston, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Jameis Winston? Right,
well, no, his father.
Dude, we haven't heard from you in forever.
I know. I'm a little upset. I was hoping you'd call in. There's so much to talk about.
I've been busy. I got to keep my boy on the straight and narrow. I got to cash
in. Now is the time.
Now is the time. What's going on? As the draft gets closer, your young son seems to be the lock for the first pick.
I took him off campus as soon as he declared. I got him locked up in my basement when he's not working out. I got an eye on him. I got security detail. He cannot fuck this up.
Okay. You got him locked down in chains in the basement?
I still find that hard to believe.
I call him my 401k.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something, Mr. Winston. There's some talk of possibly San Diego making a trade.
Mm.
What if San Diego sweetened the pot and made a trade for the number one pick? Would you like to go to San Diego or do you prefer to Tampa?
They got Phillip Rivers, and I got to tell you, San Diego, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Wow.
I think you just shit on your own son.
I'm saying I don't know if San Diego can handle what my son's bringing. Sean Lights Out Merriman got in trouble in San Diego. You ain't seen nothing until you've seen the Winston family coming to town.
Yeah. You remember when Sean Merriman fucked Tila Tequila? You're like, man, all the chicks in San Diego, you picked Tila Tila Tequila.
If I recall, Samuel, he choked her out, and that's why they call him Lights Out.
Yeah, that's so true. So people are really excited about the numbers your son put up in the NFL Combine. His What I was really made was that his 40 time was a little slow. What happened?
What happened?
I was sitting in those stands. I was watching Jameis. I was sweating bullets, drinking some Hennessy.
Yeah.
And Jameis came over. He was parched, and I left the Hennessy. It was in a water bottle. He drank a little bit, ran the 40. It slowed him down.
Oh, my apologies.
So do you feel guilty about that, or?
Not at all, because he's going number one. Mariota, or whatever he's called, he can't play like Jameis can play.
That's
he ain't got
point.
The arm.
Even if it's 40.
He ain't got the legs. He ain't got my genes running through his body.
Yeah, good point. What's his dick like?
Jameis or the other guy?
No, the Winston dick in general.
Jameis is hung like his mother. I'm hung like a Clydesdale in the Budweiser commercials.
Are you really hung like a horse?
Wide-footed?
It's. I think you could take the 3-year dicks and it wouldn't even touch mine.
That's amazing. So
I don't know about that, man.
That's a bold statement.
Talking about hard or soft. Dude, my dick.
My penis
looks like
it would fit on Ari's balls.
Your dick would what? Fit on Ari's balls? That is a big dick. That is a very big dick.
It would look proportionate to your giant mastodon balls.
That's not bad. Good word, man. Good word. Mr. Winston.
So let me ask you something. Tampa, are you excited? Have you been scouting obviously mansions. Have you been scouting the scene yet?
I've been down to Ybor City. They got strip clubs like you would not believe. I'm going to be moving in. I'm going to be living with Jameis. I don't give a shit about my wife. She can stay at home.
She's done her job.
Now, you're going to go to Ybor? You know that's the gay section of Tampa.
Hey, you go to where the gays are, and then you got a lock. You got a monopoly on the pussy.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good question. How's his behavior now, your son? Is he shaping up a little? Because I know there's problems in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't bring that up before the draft, please. Mel Kiper might be listening. Todd McShay might be listening. We can't be having any of that. We need to go number one. Come on. See, my son is a model citizen who hasn't stood up on a table at their student union and said, fuck her right in the pussy.
A lot of people.
I never did that.
What about the sexual assault allegations?
Yeah.
Was he indicted? Come on.
Come on. That's a good point.
Let me ask you this real quick, Antoine. A lot of people are saying that a lot of these pictures are going around of him looking overweight and out of shape. Is there any truth to that?
Belly fat.
These are all internet fabrications that are being done by Mariotta's people. Jameis
Mariota?
Isn't that
a hotel?
Mariota, yeah.
Jameis weighs 145 right now.
What?
No.
That's tough, man.
That might be one leg.
You might be spinning
that.
No
way. He weighs 20 pounds less than me.
Dude, I'm 185, 187.
He is weighing in at 145. I got him. He is locked in a sauna 24 hours a day right now.
Wow.
What? How tall is he?
He is 6'4".
So he's an inch taller than me, and he weighs 40 pounds less than me?
Yeah, it says here 231.
Oh, 231. So you're saying he's
Believe everything you see
pounds.
On the internet. Come on, gentlemen.
Not everything, but it's a reputable site.
Yeah, it's the NFL Scouting Combine.
If the dick don't fit, you got to acquit.
Okay, but this is from the NFL Scouting Combine site.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, go to JameisWinston.com and see what his height is there.
Let me ask you something. Is anyone approaching you? You are the father of the first round draft pick, first pick in the draft. Are you getting any of the perks? You know, maybe some money, some endorsement deals,
yeah,
maybe a little pussy on the side.
Good question.
I got a deal with Timberland right now. The Antonor Timberland boots are going to be out in 2017.
Why so long? Why your son might be out of the NFL by then.
Because it takes a while to have master craftsmanship.
How come the rapper Timbaland has never done anything with Timberlands?
That's a great question.
Timbaland and Magoo. Spider-Man, Spider-Man. That's what Spider-Man.
Exactly, Ari, exactly.
You know that song?
Sardines, hey, and pork and beans.
Now, have any young ladies sent you any interesting pictures trying to get favor from you? Because if they can't get your son, maybe they want you.
Slap that hog.
Yeah.
My phone is blowing up, not to mention when Jameis is asleep, I take his phone and I'm catfishing these bitches.
Dude, your son is a punk, and he has no place in the NFL, and he's probably going to fail out. That's my honest opinion. He's a punk, and he comes
for,
from punks.
Ari. Uncalled for.
Ari, you know nothing about football. If I'm not mistaken, you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and you ain't ever stepped in the state of Texas, motherfucker.
That's not true.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's not true. I was
Shots
here a week
fired.
And a half ago.
Shots fired.
I was
fired.
There a week and a half ago, eating barbecue like your son does nonstop.
Whoa.
You're about as much of a Texan as I am a white Republican.
That's a great point.
You're about to become a Republican, though, just so you know.
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Totally right.
What's my take on what?
On the fact that Obama wants to tax your son more than because he makes more money.
I think Obama needs to go easy, and we got some accountants who are going to put some money in places Obama ain't going to find it.
Oh, that's a good thing to say on a podcast. I guess we don't know nobody's listening to us.
We got the same accountant that Wesley Snipes used. What could go wrong?
A lot, actually.
Do you ever watch Frasier growing up, the stand-up comedian? Because you got a lot of mannerisms. That he has.
Frasier Smith is one of my favorite comics in the world, motherfucker.
Okay, nice. Well, thanks for the update, Mr. Winston.
Mr. Winston, call in, and if you ever, you know, have any of your chicks that you want to call in who, like, maybe you're dating or side piece, we'd love to hear from them.
There's a girl named Katie Seabury who's hollering at the whole Winston family, and she wants that black dick.
Let me ask you something. Who do you have winning the championship? Who do you have winning the whole thing?
If you bet against Kentucky.
Even nice. Mr. Winston.
Ari, you are on fire today with that.
I hope Katie didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
She might call in and be a little upset.
She might want that black dick.
She's thirsty.
If anybody's thirsty,
the
it's
most
Katie.
Thirsty. What's it about Katie's that make them thirsty?
Dude, I love.
Didn't she fuck Jay-Z?
Maybe.
She would. She
would. Probably didn't know it was him.
I'm pretty sure. Country. Jay-Z.
She's probably like, oh, some black guy. What, that was Jay-Z? Oh, no. Man. I fucked him like twice. Damn.
It was like, it was just Big Mike. It was Yorsi, but she thought he said Jay-Z.
Yorsi, Jay-Z.
That would be so great.
Anthony Johnson.
My favorite thing is when Katie shows up. It just, a black swarm shows up.
Do you remember when she was fucking in the bathroom and not locking the door? In the hallway? The girl's bathroom in the hallway.
Yep.
And people would open the door and she was just getting railed.
I worked that shift.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You the back door?
Yeah.
So what happened?
It was like 9 o'clock. It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I remember just working the back door and I'd see people walk up and then open the door and then just walk away. And I was just like, all right, that's weird. And no one said
Close
anything.
Close the fucking door. Close the fucking door.
That's a comedy store. Respect game.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, Sam.
Hey, come tonight and tell that story. Hmm? 8 o'clock.
Who are you and Tony listening to fuck outside the bathroom? I saw you Instagram a picture of you guys listening to somebody fucking. What happened with that?
It was just this guy was fingering his girlfriend.
Fingering? You don't
in
see
the
that
main
much
room.
Anymore.
What? Yeah, just this. He was
at
older. She was like 35, but big tits.
At the
where
seat?
The seating?
Yeah, where Mitzi's booth is.
Oh.
And her, you know, she had a dress that just, it was like. It just, it was like strapped over her tits, but she's sitting there so it fell, so you could just see the nipple.
Wow.
You just saw his hand just in there.
Going to town?
Looking like he's trying to stuff a turkey, right? Right? Stuff.
Who was on stage?
I don't even know. It was probably Matt Egger at some point. Oh, yeah, it was Matt Egger, because I'm like, how's he not seeing this?
Well, it's far away.
It's a perfect time to finger somebody.
Yeah, yeah. That nice...
It's late.
It's a lull.
Tuning out.
So I see him walking down. I'm like, oh, watch this. The door opens, and they both go in. I go, oh, dude, they're definitely fucking.
Yeah.
They're definitely. Old man Balls is slamming his ham into that super cougar, and we just sat there.
Or maybe. He just wanted to wash his hands, and his arthritis wouldn't let him turn the faucet on.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, he's got a hook? He's hooking that puss?
Well, now once he got it in there like that angle, he couldn't undo it.
Hey, guys, I've sent you an email.
Yeah?
with one of the writers for our website. If you guys might have heard of it, it's called PunchDrunkSports.com.
PunchDrunkSports.com.
He wants us to break down who he thinks is going to win everything. I've sent you the email a couple times.
Oh, I just saw it today this morning.
I sent it.
I just saw it today, too.
If I had time, I would have responded. But I'll just tell you my response now is I'm not going to be doing that.
You're not going to?
Maybe I'll do it later.
Well, all you gotta do
you're
is,
the only one that loves
baseball.
Baseball.
The baseball.
Yeah. All right.
Aaron, give me your email. I'll send it to you, and we'll get your predictions, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's starting soon.
The 6th. Fifth. I think the first game is the 5th, and then everybody plays on the 6th.
I'm about 3 months away from giving a shit about baseball.
Yep. I'm going the first week. I'm going to a Cubs game.
Wow.
No, I'm not going to opening day. I'm not going to opening day, but I'm going the first week.
That's cool.
Are you a Cubs fan? Are you becoming Cubs fan?
Well, I've always been a Cubs fan.
Why? A lot of lesbians there?
Cubs Dodgers.
Oh, that'd be
cool. It's just an awesome neighborhood. It's just the best neighborhood.
So the Bulls last night clinched their playoff spot.
The Bulls clinched. The Hornets are – I mean, the Pelicans are done now. They lost 3 in a row. And
he's so good,
They're in 10th, and they're 3 games away from Oklahoma City.
If they can somehow jump up in the draft, which I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe if they win the lottery.
They could.
Dude, how great would it be if the Lakers end up – because only 2 games ahead of behind Orlando. So if Orlando loses a couple, Lakers win them. They're in the 5th spot, which means if anybody jumps them, they lose their draft.
Yep.
How great would it be if the fucking Pelicans – jump over the Lakers, making them lose their fucking draft pick.
I don't
anything
think the NBA
bad
will let
that
happen.
Happens to the Lakers. I'm
Let's
cool
see who
with.
This is.
Yeah, all right.
One more call. Let's take another caller.
The 423,
Cortland, New York.
Cortland, New York. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey guys,
this is who?
It's Dustin.
Hey Dustin, how
hey,
are
what's
you?
What's up, buddy? How are
Dustin's
you?
Dustin's still alive. Did we have any bets on this?
On him not being alive? Who
yeah.
is he?
Dustin Elliott, you remember he had cancer and they were sticking coat hangers up his
dick? Oh, yeah, I already thought he was gone.
Yeah, no, he's still here
with
us.
That his wife left him right in the middle of cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but now you're friends with your ex?
No, me and Katie we're good now.
Katie, another cock zombie.
Another Katie, another fucking, yeah, cum guzzler, man.
What is this? Do not name your daughter Katie or else she will be...
If you ever meet
dick.
A Katie, just get your dick out.
Yeah, exactly.
just
get your dick
out.
Your Katie, how about this?
Yep. It's like getting a raw steak out in front of a pit bull that's been on a chain for a week.
Yeah.
You went a long way for that one. What's up, Dustin? You want to talk some basketball?
Well, actually, I just got through listening to you and Ari going to
NASCAR.
The NASCAR thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I kind of had an idea. I was going to try to – I live really close to the Bristol Speedway.
Oh,
like
hell yeah.
10 minutes.
Well, I just found out that's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bristol, Connecticut.
But, no, I had an idea. Like, me and a couple of friends, we were going to maybe do a couple of edibles and maybe some shrooms and go.
Oh, hell edibles yeah, and shrooms.
Shrooms is great for that shit.
That's a double.
Really?
He's doubling up.
You can't get access to the track, so you can't walk on. You can't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So it's fucking golden.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking
yeah, so
do
I
that
we
shit.
Would, you know, we'll maybe document it, you know, do a little bit of video and a little audio and, you know, maybe just put it up on the website.
Yeah.
But we have the idea. I think we're either going to do edibles or shrooms. I don't think we can do both.
Cut it down to like a 4 to 5 minute clip and we'll put that on the website. Like,
for sure.
Document the whole thing and then show the highlights and stuff. And, you know.
And then like, plus, to me, it's like, I think you're wasting edibles the minute you do shrooms because it just trumps it.
Yeah,
it's so
yeah,
hard
you're right. Work. You're right. You're right.
So you're gonna do shrooms?
Yeah, I think we're probably gonna go with shrooms. I mean, they're a little bit easier to get a hold of it here in Tennessee. So,
do you have a new chick, Dustin? You got a new thing you're slamming ham into?
No, it's me and Katie are back together.
Oh, you're back together,
Tom Guzzler.
Yeah, yeah, we hashed it out.
Oh, that's cool.
So what? Hold on. Yeah. So what do you think happened? So did
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. Update us.
She's
on
like,
this.
I am who I am. I'd like to guzzle cum.
So what? So basically, what happened is she didn't think you were going to survive. You survived, and then she's like, I need some space to go out and chug some dick. And then she realized it's not a quality dick out there, so she came back. Do you think that's what happened?
I think it's like one of those little early midlife crisis things, man. And
I can relate.
She kind of went off the fucking rails for a little while and then kind of came back down to earth. And like, I dated around for a while, you know, with
fly
a bird different fly. Girls, but
did you get laid?
Unofficially.
Unofficially, you got laid.
Now, you're back with her. Did you get to do weird shit to her to make up for her leaving you? You're like, hey, I cancel. You left me, bitch. I'm going to stick it in your ass.
Yeah, you failed me, so I'm going to fist your ass.
I'm keeping her on, like, a short collar, like, you know, maybe making her text all the time, send pictures of where she's at, you know, just keeping the
whole
short collar.
Do you want to be in that kind of relationship?
Yeah.
No, I mean, but it's getting better. Like, we've been back together now for, like, a month and a half.
Do you think she cheated on you? Do you think that's what it was?
I don't know, for goddamn sure she did.
Oh, yeah.
With black guys?
No, we don't. Remember, I live in Tennessee. We don't have those.
Oh, yeah. There's no black guys in Tennessee?
Not behind bars.
You know, like, I live in a little corner, you know, where Bristol is, and there's like probably 50 black people here, man.
Oh, you probably know where they all are all times, because there's probably an app called Where the Black People Are in Bristol that follows them everywhere they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing black in Bristol, Tennessee are lungs and teeth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Point, Tebow.
Well written.
Well written. Yeah,
whenever they do the races here, they have like all these big tobacco things where people can come and like get free samples of skull and chewing tobacco. And
guys, I got to go. I'm heading to Tennessee.
Dustin, let's get in some basketball. Are you excited about the playoffs starting?
Wait, look at Tebow. Tebow.
I'm very excited.
Hold on, Dustin. Hold on.
I want to get this out of the way.
Look at that.
Dustin, hold on.
Hold on 1 second. Look at Tebow's shoulder.
What?
Right there.
What?
That's weird. What? Right there.
Oh, nope. Get out of
here. Yeah. Nice dick. Ari. Ari. Ari.
Ari, I gave you one push. The next one's a hard punch. Ari, you are on double secret probation, which is a punch to the nuts. Dustin, our friend who's recovering from cancer. Sorry about that. Sorry you had to get that. Let's talk basketball.
That's what it's like when you got two balls, cancer bitch.
What is going on? What is going on with Atlanta? Are they starting to? Are the wheels coming off? Are they tired? Did they miss Culver that much?
I feel like they're resting. Go ahead.
I feel like they're finally showing. Like, I think they just got really lucky. I mean, during the early part of the season, because I mean now. I mean, they're still good.
I think teams are prepping for them. Probably teams are prepping for them better, too.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they have any chance of the – I mean, the East, it comes down to two people, right?
Jesus.
Atlanta or
Cleveland.
I mean, Chicago, yeah. I mean, I just don't think they're – I think they should try to move on from Derrick Rose and try to get anything they can for him. Like, move him
– 100%.
Like, move him to, let's say, Sacramento – who would die because that owner's crazy and would just love the name Derrick Rose and probably would give up the 7th pick just to have a name guy?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You don't think George Karl wants him? And you
Bulls,
have Derrick
the Bulls
Carlson.
Have move on.
Yeah, the Bulls have to move on.
That would be such a brutal thing for him to leave here because, you know, born and raised here, like that's where he grew up. That's where he played street ball. He loves it. The town loves him. He's just so expensive, and he's never healthy.
He's not willing to take a pay cut either. Right?
No, they can't.
Of course.
In the NBA, they're not allowed to take. They can do buyouts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
But they can't be like, they can't restructure it like the NFL. Like, he can't be like, okay, I'm making 20 mil, I'll make 10 mil.
Like J.J. Watt just did.
Yeah. He can't do that in the NFL. In the West, it's totally different. Now, the West is a, are you okay?
It still hurts.
So you probably did too many drugs.
Is it from the doing mushrooms?
Yeah, I started a headache last night, and then I tried. I don't know if I drank enough water.
Where did you guys do mushrooms at?
Malibu, beach house in Malibu.
So and then what? Everyone got high and started sucking each other's dicks.
I didn't even smoke pot yesterday.
Now, Ari, this will be my first time doing shrooms.
You what?
I was going to say, Ari, this is going to be the first time I'm going to do shrooms on this NASCAR thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah. Perfect place to do it.
Yeah, do it. Why not? You're alive. Let's get into the W. Let's get into the West real quick. Golden State seems to be the only team that isn't stumbling.
Clippers are hot.
What's that?
Clippers are hot.
They're hot, but they're not completely healthy. And I'm sticking by my...
Blake Griffin just got his battery charges dropped.
Yeah. What do you mean?
He was up for battery charge.
Oh, yeah, and they did the research. Vegas? They realized it wasn't anything.
They said no, they didn't say it wasn't anything. They said there is no proof. And he goes, he smacked the phone out of your hand and smacked you and pulled the phone out of your hand. But it's like, there's literally no way we can prove that.
So, right. And you were at a strip club and you were being an asshole.
Probably.
Wait, what were the allegations? He
slapped a guy and pulled the phone out of his hand.
Yeah, the Clippers are
trying to make a video of Blake Griffin in a strip club.
Yeah.
Do we have another call? Hey, Dustin, we're going to have to call back. Call back next week.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye, bud.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on, Dustin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
Dustin, you're on with Nick Diaz.
Nick, what's up, buddy?
What's up, motherfucker? It's fucking Nick Diaz.
Yeah, we know, man.
Yeah, I love
you. How are you? Stockton. It's hot.
Nick Diaz, you're on with Dustin Elliott. He's our basketball correspondent, our Mushrooms at NASCAR correspondent. He was dating a chick, and she went around and fucked around on him when he had cancer.
Adultery survivor, cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, dog.
He's got no problem with it.
Hey, have you ever done shrooms, Diaz?
Yeah, dog, I done fucking shrooms. You ever fucking rolled in shrooms, dog? I once fucking did jujitsu with a fucking unicorn.
Did you really? Wow.
Oh, wow.
What'd you get him in? That's amazing. Did you use the horn?
I was on shrooms, dog, and I was fucking rolling with Gil, and next thing I know, Gil taps out, and this fucking unicorn wants to go at it with me.
Yeah.
So I fucking got him in a fucking twister, dog.
Wow, that's a good move.
Tap that motherfucker out.
On a unicorn. Wow. Wait, now when you clear the head, is that harder because of the horn? I mean, you got to go around the head to baseball bat him.
Yeah, dog, of course it's fucking harder, but I don't give a fuck.
Good answer.
Because you're from the 209. Let me ask you something. Word is from a very good friend of mine that you were at the Saddle Ranch at Universal City Walk all last week. What were you doing out there?
Whoa, this just in.
Breaking news.
Dog, I was on vacation, dog.
Vacation from what?
I'm fucking chilling.
You fight one time every 2 years.
Yeah, dog, I brought the whole fucking family. We're like, where are we going? Everyone knows where Diaz goes on vacation. Fucking Universal City Walk and the Saddle Ranch, dog.
Was Gil's old man there?
Fuck yeah, Gil's old man. Gil's old man goes everywhere with his dog. He's riding that fucking bull.
That's amazing.
Gil's old man, he has the fucking record, dog. He rode the bull for fucking 16 hours straight, dog. They couldn't get him off.
They went all the way up to 10 on it?
10, dog. No, dog. They kicked it up. They brought a specialist in to fucking redo the thing to make it even more hardcore. They took it to fucking 13. He stayed on there for 16 fucking hours, dog.
Are you telling me that he got the mechanical bull's turbo? They gave him turbo?
They brought in a fucking supercharger, dog, put it on this fucking mechanical bull, and he rode it for 16 hours, dog.
My goodness, dude.
Sam, look, did Ari leave his phone there? Cock bomb him.
No, you can't cock bomb on this.
Yeah, you can.
How?
It's got a camera on it.
But you can't. We can cock bomb on this, but I don't do computers.
Tweet or text somebody that he wants to fuck.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. And disregard.
No, I got a couple of major announcements I got to make real quick.
Oh shit! Sorry, we didn't.
I love it. Go ahead. What are they?
First, I got three things, dog. First of all, we had the fucking baby.
You had the baby.
Rhonda fucking shit that baby out, dog.
Okay, that's not shit. It's called giving birth to a human being.
Yeah, dog. That's what I fucking said.
Okay. Had a baby. How's the baby doing?
The baby's strong, dog. Baby's fucking strong.
What's the baby's name? Boy or girl? Boy or girl?
It's a boy, dog. It's a fucking boy. I was like getting worried because I was like, you know, if you have a girl in fucking Stockton, traditionally you just like leave her in the fucking woods.
And what's the boy's name?
Dog, it's Ambrose Weirez fucking Diaz Rousey, dog.
Holy,
if I remember correctly, that's the person that invented pontoon boats.
That is correct. You got a great fucking memory, dog. That alcohol has not fried your brain at all, dog.
Hey, Nick,
you would be very wrong, but
Hold on, I do remember that. A question from a Mexican.
Hey, so I heard Anderson Silva said he'd be willing to fight you earlier this March.
He wants to fight me?
Yeah, he said he'd do a rematch after all the drug tests came out.
Yeah, but here's the thing, dog. I already beat him, so what do I have left to fucking prove?
You didn't win, though. You didn't win.
Yeah, you
lost it.
You lost it.
I beat Anderson Silva, dog. Why do I need to fight this motherfucker again?
Well, you didn't. You actually lost.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision.
Yeah,
you lost.
Unanimous decision. You lost.
Yeah, you know what, dog? I'm walking down the street in Stockton. Let me stop this motherfucker and ask him who fucking won that fight. Yo, dog.
Good point.
Yo, dog, you got a second? Come here, dog.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Dog, who fucking won that Anderson Silva Diaz fight?
I mean, you clearly won the fight, man.
Thank dog.
Wow.
Dog. That was a random fucking dude on the street.
Says you won, so I guess you won. Okay. I mean, I don't think Nevada recognizes that. Ari, have you heard who won the Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz fight?
Yeah.
Who won?
It was Anderson Silva.
Well, according to random guys in Stockton, Nick Diaz won.
I don't think Nick Diaz did win. Why is my phone upside down?
I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
It was over here before, and now it's over here.
That's weird,
just
right?
Just let you know, I didn't do anything.
Did someone else do something?
No, they wanted me to. I go, and I just showed it. You can't cock bomb with it.
There's no Twitter on there.
Yeah.
No, but I wanted him to start texting people how much he wanted to fuck.
Well, I didn't know who's who, so I didn't want to get you in trouble.
Well, you could just assume I want to fuck.
Yeah. Everybody who texts or calls you should assume you want to fuck.
Yeah, now that go to a decision, the Anderson Silva Nick Diaz fight?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And the word is that Nick Diaz won that decision?
Well, Nick is trying. Who's
on the word on the street, dog. That's literally the word on the street, dog. I just stopped a dude on the street, and that's the fucking
word. That's your street. That was your mom. Now,
yeah, can you stop somebody else on the street? Let's get a couple more opinions here.
Yeah, can you stop a random chick walking down the street?
Maybe you shouldn't be the one asking.
Let me see if I can find a chick.
Okay. Oh, Robert.
Hold on, dog. Wait, I see some chick right here. Hold on, dog. Let me see if this lady got time. Ma'am? You have time? You got time? I got to ask you a fucking question.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
By the way.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, Nick.
Oh, my God.
Nick, that sounds like you.
Yo, dog. Hey. So, who won that fucking Diaz Anderson Silva fight?
Well, you clearly won.
What are you talking about, dog? Look at this, dog.
Ask her.
Stopping people on the fucking street.
Ask her who the 185 pound. Ask her who the 170 pound champion is right now.
Hold on, dog. Let me see if I catch up to her.
Okay. Wow, she's fast.
Hey man, I got another question for you.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, so lady, who's the fucking 170 pound champion?
You are.
No.
Oh yeah, see.
I don't
know. There you go, dog.
All right.
Can we have you guys talk at the same time?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Nice.
We'd love to have you both.
Yeah.
Maybe sing a duet.
Dog. It's not a problem.
Sing a duet.
Yeah,
sing
sing
in Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, real quick, together, you and the chick.
All right. Ready, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're living on a prayer.
That did not sound
that
nice.
That sounds just like one person. Some sort of somewhere in the middle.
That sounded like only
dog,
one.
First of all, dog, Tripoli, you're fine. Why are you insulting my fucking integrity, dog?
I'm not. I'm all on 209.
It sounds like if the
dog, I don't want to listen to anybody who thinks the fucking five food groups are Milk Duds, fucking French toast, chocolate milk, birthday cake, and fucking pancakes, dog.
Hold on. First of all, I don't need any of that stuff. Are you trying to say I'm the fat guy on the show?
You do.
Are you saying I'm the fat guy?
Let's touch a belly. Oh.
I'm not, dog. I'm saying you're the chubby one.
Yeah, let's all compare bellies real quick.
I might win.
Real quick.
Okay. Gross.
You're sucking it in.
You're
totally sucking it in. Let it go. Who's the worst? Who's the worst? Get over here, Frank. Who's the worst? Real
clearly,
quick.
Sam.
It's definitely you, Sam. It's definitely you.
What? Even more?
It might be Frank second.
Only because I'm younger than you. That's why it's
Frank,
so bad.
Frank, scoot over. Let me see yours.
Let's go sideways, Frank.
Come over, Frank. Frank, closer.
Oh,
closer
no.
Over here.
Frank's worse than
you
me.
You got to get into the thing. We can't see you.
Frank's worse than me.
That's out there. Sam, let's see that side. Yeah, well, it's definitely Ari's got the best of the three.
Yeah,
then.
And I'm 10 pounds overweight.
Oh, I'm at least 30, 40 overweight. Yeah.
Ari, you're going to go back to New York around a lot. You're going to walk
Nick?
It off.
I'm going to walk it off. What's the weather like
that's
there, Tebow?
Dog,
what are you wearing on your pants?
Tough dog when fucking Ari wins the best BotCon.
Oh, hey, who hung up? Whoa, we hung up on him. He hung up on himself.
He hung up on us. Oh, but
hold on. Where's...
Maybe he hung up on us.
Yeah. So what's the weather like? I see you wearing a coat. What else are you wearing for the cold weather?
I mean, I got these new jeans I just got.
Oh, no!
What kind of jeans?
No! No!
Are they designer?
No! True. No!
Are they designer jeans?
I'd love to see them.
I just... hang on. Because
the coat looks
them.
Cool.
I want to see them.
No, they're great.
No, it's pointing too high, man. I can't
see.
Come on,
you live with Mama Faggot.
Are they leather?
See this?
She doesn't care. To her, it's like looking at a dog.
Is it Italian handmade?
Oh, what?
That looks really ugly. Do you want us to put the lotion in the basket? What's going
what
on
is
here?
That? Oh, that was a ball. Oh. I was like, couldn't make sense spatially what was happening down there.
I just literally threw up in my mouth.
Did you really? And then you ate it because you chew your own cud, you fat fuck.
Yeah. How'd you know? Come on, dude.
There we go. It was a little flopper. Hey, try to hook that circle around it. Try to catch yourself a dip.
Oh, Jesus. What is this, puppetry of the penis? We don't need to watch any of
this.
We
got a rare connection. It's all blurry.
Real quick, let's get into... Do we want to talk to UFC? Ari's really hurting.
Have you guys seen that Conor McGregor and...
Jose Aldo.
Aldo, the press conference in... Rio, where he's like, I own Rio. I own this town.
Who said that, Conor McGregor?
And everybody's just booing him. It's hilarious, dude.
Is that this week? Is that this weekend?
No, it's not for a little while.
Not till July 11th. But that's going to be the best fucking card. There's two title defenses on there. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's
good. The John Jones card is the best. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Oh, I'd love to go to that one.
Yeah, this is Hayden Twiney. I'm wondering if Tebow got my message and he bought his mom some new shorts and some flannels.
Tebow, everybody wants to know if you bought Mama Faggot some shorts and flannels.
No.
Why not? I thought you were going to take the thousand from Ari that he owes me.
Ari
owes you a thousand?
Why do I owe a thousand?
Oh, yeah.
You owe him $2,000.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't here last week. But
209. Is that actually Stockton?
Yeah.
What's Stockton? The 209?
Hold on. He's 218. This guy's 218.
No, no, but Stockton. We got a Stockton call.
Oh, we do?
We got a 209 call straight out of Stockton. What's up?
Or is that the 219?
We know it, baby. 209 in the house. Fuck Diaz, baby. Come on. This is the real 209 here.
Yo, so supposedly Nick
Stockton
Diaz is walking around Stockton right now asking people who really won the Anderson Silva Nick Diaz fights. What's your opinion as a resident of Stockton?
You know, I'm going to go with...
Tebow, stop!
But we're going to need to tell him to put his shirt back on and take those cut-off shorts off, because that's what George St. Pierre wears.
Say that again, because Tebow was crunching papers. Say that again.
Crinkling.
Tebow, just start drinking. Stop crunching papers.
Start drinking.
So we got Mr. Diaz out here wearing no shirt, walking around with cut-off shorts and waving flags and stuff. I think he's just trying to call out George St. Pierre again, honestly.
Holy shit. When you say you got to take pictures and send it to us.
Well, his canoe was blocking him, so I couldn't get
it. It's a pontoon, dude. It's a pontoon.
Don't insult it. I'll get upset.
Have you met Gilbert?
Hey, Ari.
Gilbert.
Hey, Ari, I got a question real quick pertaining to mushrooms.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, that was... No, you did it wrong, dude. You got to ask him
a
question.
He goes, I got a question real quick, and then hung up.
Yeah, you got to go, hey, Ari. How many shrooms should I take on the first time?
And then you hang up.
Yeah, how do you fuck that up?
Yeah, you hung up on yourself.
They get also, very eager. They get really eager, and then they drop the
ball. By the way, that was 209. That was so 209.
That was a 209.
I appreciate
no, but that, that hanging up on yourself
was
is so 209.
It was a Stockton way to be. Yeah, but also it's like you can't ask me a question and then hang up because I'll just keep talking on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't get hung up on.
Yeah.
Because we're still going.
Yeah.
You hung up on yourself, dog. I wanted to ask about Gil's old man.
Well, it's 209, man. It's the education system in the 209.
That's a new saying on Punch Drunk. You just 209'd yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it like this, though. If you're calling in to hang up on us, you got to go, hey, man, you guys know what I was thinking about the other day? And then when we're like, what? Then you hang up.
Then you hang up. Exactly. We'll never be able to know.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable. Why are you whistling?
My head hurts, bro.
Okay. Maybe we should end a little early because you seem out of it.
I don't know.
Ari, you definitely seem like you're hurting. Well, Ari, I'm going to miss you, man. So you're going. When do you go back, officially go back to New York?
I leave Thursday morning for Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Punchline. Then Sunday, I go to New York.
You fly from Sactown to New York?
Sactown to New York, and I start looking for an apartment. You know what they do in New York? When you're done with your year lease, you got to either re-up for a year or get out.
Oh, they don't do like.
They don't do month-to-month
month
after that.
Oh,
I was
Jesus,
like, well, can I just re-up till September? Because I'm a bit like, no.
Right.
Like, fuck. I don't want to be there for another winter. The radiator is so loud. So
where are you going to stay? Who are you staying with? Big J?
Well, now I still have a place, but like I got 2 weeks to find another place.
You'll find somewhere.
Mid-May. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You should live where Puerto Rican chicks are.
Everywhere.
Puerto Ricans love.
You mean New York City?
Chew balls.
Yeah, man.
Really? I got to date a Puerto Rican. I want to date somebody. I want to go without sex for like a while and then actually go on some dates with a girl. Instead of
no, you don't, dude.
That just
no,
made
that's
no
you
sense.
Make big mistakes.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's like going to a fucking all-you-can-eat buffet when you haven't eaten in 2 days. You just do dumb shit, and it costs you.
In what way?
Because you can't go like without sex for a long time and then go on a couple of dates because you're going to fall in love with some chick that you're going to wind up hating in 3 months.
Well, then I'll just break up.
Yeah, that's how relationships are. You can break up.
All right.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep, we're done. This
no,
has been
I didn't mean this podcast. I meant the relationship that I worked.
I'm
going to
get go-to meeting, and then we could have everybody.
Go-to meeting. Also, right, don't forget.
That,
what?
Get that dick. Let me see that dick, dude.
No! Let's, no.
See,
can I just
no,
put it
no.
on you? Can I just put it on
see,
your arm?
No,
your
no,
arm.
No,
your stomach.
Can I punch it hard? See, as hard as I can.
If we call a punch, me resting it on your hand.
No, if you.
Your fist.
It will be
how about
me.
I rest on your fist? You can move forward. No
there's
pulling
so
back.
Many
you
girls.
Can punch
no.
forward.
See if Frank
okay,
will let you
cool.
play patty
that's
cake.
Cool. Yeah. I just move forward.
You just move forward. But no back at all. All
right.
Show me forward. That works.
Okay.
Hey, oh, he's not gonna go. For, wait, are your
the
balls
video working? The video's not working. I gotta see this.
Okay, hold on.
see if Frank will let you like play patty cake, Dick.
Okay, you got the video.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Just
yep.
Put it right there. Just
no,
lean
show me
it
again. Show me again. Yep. That's forward.
All right. Move. Move. Move.
Hold on.
Dude, your balls
no,
are
hold
fucking
hold on,
massive.
Hold on,
dude. Move, move, move
know,
your
wait,
hand.
Wait, wait,
move
on
your
on
hand.
You put it on you first, and
no,
then you can push.
Move your hand.
You're gonna
put
push ahead. You're gonna
yeah.
punch ahead of time.
You gotta push. Move. Gotta okay. move. Gotta move.
Okay. Oh, dude, that was full connecting.
Oh, come on, bro.
God strike.
If there's ever a moment that the whole world needs
I know
to
you got at least
podcast. Ari just fell off of the dumbest dick in the world. Damn. Ari just fell off of the dick version of let's see who can punch the lightest.
Oh fuck. Dude, from the angle I was at, you fully connected with
this.
No,
what do you think
you
I'm gonna
got
do,
full
sit
nut.
There?
Yeah, dude.
Ari is on the floor. He just got his dick and balls out, and Sam just drilled him. Stevie Wonder could have seen that coming, but this dumbass is so happy.
He was cool. The key was to get his hand off
the
way.
He checked twice.
So I moved it. Boom! And I just popped.
He checked
forward.
Twice to make sure.
You said forward only.
I did.
Wait till I go on you first.
I did. Boom! Oh. There we go. There we go, dude. I did. Boom! Five-finger death punch, bro.
At least his headache doesn't hurt this much.
Does your head feel better?
Good news is your headache's gone.
I wish you could see this. Come here. This is great. This is
you got
great.
It. You got it.
Oh, sorry. This is great.
Do you need some water, Ari?
God, I love it.
New balls.
Ari. Do you want to say anything to everybody about your last day in the studio for a while?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh. Frank, put the thing by.
Oh, fuck. I hate you, Sam. I hate you so much.
I know. Why did you think it would go any other way than that?
Because I don't know. Why would I trust an Armenian
why would
to
you
go by his word?
What? I punched forward.
No,
that's
we
right.
said wait on your balls, then move forward. On the hand, then move forward. Not no, before it gets to the hand.
I didn't hear that part.
You
I only heard
oh,
you
fuck.
Can't go backwards.
All right, guys. Well, what an epic ending to a great show. What do you think the name of this show episode should be?
What was he saying about you punching him?
Yeah. No back, all forward.
Oh, yeah. This is episode should be called...
Forward, what forward?
No, we should call it something about the nutsack. What should we call?
Punchball sport?
Punch nut sports.
Yeah. Okay, punch all right. Sports. I like that.
Punch nut sports. We had Shay from Irving call in. Jameis Winston's dad.
Ah, fuck me.
Jameis Winston's dad.
Yeah, he's getting his dick and balls.
I'll kill you.
Oh, Ari just jumped on Sam's shoulder with his cock and balls out.
So close. I gotta burn this shirt.
Gave him the old pirate.
There was so much balls,
parrot, ladies and gentlemen. The old so pirate parrot today. Came out.
There was so much. Can we call it so much balls?
Oh.
How's your head feel?
Oh, it still hurts. It doesn't help at all.
I like punchball sports.
Okay, punchball sports. And, I'll send Vicente everything.
Fuck,
guys, check out Ari Shaffir at the Sacktown. Sacramento Punchline.
How could you hit
Shaq with those balls? Oh, good point.
Check me out at the Edmonton Comic Strip. Check out Frank in the Comedy Store. And check out... Tebow at a fucking AA meeting in Michigan, everybody. Aaron, thank you very much. Guys, great episode. If anyone knows how to get a hold of gotomeeting.com, let me know. I'd love to talk to him.
I know how to get a hold of them. Go to the website, gotomeeting.com.
Okay, I'm going to do it. So you probably won't be on next week, right? You'll be gone for a couple weeks while you tour?
I'm going to be looking for an apartment next week. If I have no meetings, then I'll
okay.
Step in.
Okay, all right. We'll hook it up. All right, Tebow, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you guys, too. Safe travels. All right, love you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye.
You too.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody. This has been Punch Drunk Sports. We'll see you on the other side. Tune in, rate, review, tell your friends. Everybody, get 5 people to listen to this motherfucker.
And suck it.
Bye.